Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay, live with
Courtney from LA. We're here in Portland, you guys.
We're in the same hotel room, speaking in one microphone.
It is. I mean, this is the first time we've ever done this. This is amazing. Before we get into anything, though, we need to talk about our sponsor. Fab.
Fit.
Are you fab? Are you fit? And or are you fun? Are you one of the three? Are you zero of the three? It doesn't matter. No, it's like Christmas four times a year. They just sent us the spring box, and I'm obsessed. I stayed home from work on Wednesday, you guys. I used their wonderful facial mask. I used their Ayesha Curry coffee mug in the bath. Yes. I was obsessed.
It is so great, and we have a deal for you guys. If you want to do it, it retails for $49.99. It's usually, though, a value of over $200, but using our code of TJG, as in Mary,
to Judgy Girls,
you get $10 off your first box. So if you go to fabfitfun.com, you can sign up there. And again, you can use our code, Mary, what is it?
TJG.
To Judgy Girls, TJG, and you get $10 off your first box. So please, if you have any inkling of trying it, do it, because it is...
And use that promo code. Like, yeah. You guys, I'm seriously obsessed with it.
It's full-size beauty box, like... beauty stuff. Like, it's full size. It's not like just a sample that you get with some of these boxes. Like, you're getting the full size product. You're getting the full use of it all.
FabFitFun is fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's fab.
Yeah.
It's fit and it's fun.
TJG, $10 off.
All right. Thank you guys for sticking with us after all this time. You guys, I'd like to say that I'm more sober than I was on Sunday. But I'm not sure.
Well, you know how airports are, people. Like, my sister's favorite place to drink is an airport. And Courtney, who did you see in the airport? Who was on your flight?
You guys, big deal. So, I've had a day, okay? I can't even express or discuss what happened. It just was a day. But, like, we get to the airport. I'm walking into the bar because clearly I have to have a bloody because things are just going some way. And I, like, move my stuff and there's, like, this Louis Vuitton in my way. And I'm like, it's like...
You're like, who has Louis Vuitton in
literally, there? Like, I'm like, we're at Burbank Airport. Like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. But whatever. I'm so distressed, like, disheveled, everything, that I just, like, take my seat. She, like, moves her Louis so I can get my suitcase through. And so then Tiffy, who you all remember from the couple episodes ago, comes up and she's like, oh, my God. Do you see who owns that Louis Vuitton right there? And I'm like, what? No. Like, I'm answering work emails. I'm like, I have no idea. Who is it?
The morally corrupt Ray Fit. Yeah, I've had some drinks.
Damn it, I messed that up. Okay, try it again.
The morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Oh, I remember you. You did Playboy after AJ. Nicole Simpson died. Your best friend. Yeah. OJ's ex-wife. Yeah. That's you. The morally corrupt Faye Resnick. So then I was like, be cool. Just, like, be cool. Because, like, you gotta be cool. I didn't say anything to her. I just, you know, talked about my life, whatever.
Pretty exciting day for you.
It was an exciting day. So then we were like, we wonder where she's going. Like, she, like, looked like she was posted up for a while. Our flight was delayed. So she could have been on time and then, like, you know, did that. So then we, like, go to our gate because we clearly keep drinking until right when they announce it is time to board. So yeah. We run over there. And then guess who walks by?
Faye.
Faye Resnick walks by, and I'm like, oh, shit, this bitch is on our flight.
And okay. Some of you actually DM'd me saying
yes.
That the Her Kyle husband. Robbery, the Kyle Richards robbery was from Faye. Not maybe from Faye herself.
You think people working for Faye.
Doing the interior decorating. It's definitely an inside job. So maybe like some of the movers or something. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I went there. Well, I went there.
Allegedly. But also, a lot of you DM'd us to let us know that Faye's husband actually lives in Portland.
Fascinating fact. So maybe we'll see her tonight at dinner.
Yeah, I'm sure she's probably really looking out for us. I'm sure she's already seen our story of where I called her TMCFR. The acronym. Yeah. So yeah, that was exciting though. Sometimes it's like, when you make plans, God laughs. That was us wanting to do this podcast last night, but yeah. It was like, pause it so we can see the morally corrupt Faye Resnick today.
And we got to watch Southern Charm, so that's all very exciting.
Let's quickly just like go through the news of the week, and then I want to talk Southern Charm with you, because I don't even remember what I said on Sunday, besides my rant of hating T-Rap so much.
Yes, so, which people enjoyed.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Lala's father has passed.
Very sad. But like,
super sad.
E! News.
Oh, my gosh.
E! News.
They fumbled this week.
Wow. That was a fumble if I've ever seen. We're doing football stuff because the draft is happening this weekend, so we're really trying to incorporate everything.
So, the fumble is that E! News actually posted a picture of Lala hugging Randall,
her own boyfriend saying daddy soulmate.
like she called him daddy. She also called him her soulmate. And they took that and ran with it.
He was like, she was so close to her father. I'm like, that's her boyfriend. That's her boyfriend.
She called her daddy her soulmate. Rest in peace. And it's like, no.
I feel bad for Enos because nobody ever wants to fun of anything. I mean, they weren't making fun of it, but it's awful.
Right, they were trying to, be, a genuinely, sweet, touching moment, and it was like, oh.
No, that's her boyfriend.
Fumble. Also, though, this has, been brought up a lot recently, but we've discovered that Randall is the inspiration for Turtle.
Yes.
Turtle from Entourage. Yes. And it makes sense because Randall literally looks like a fucking turtle. Just, sticking his head out. You can't see what I'm doing because this is a podcast, but I'm, really sticking my neck out.
No, but then have you seen his motivational speeches?
No, I know
you This is Tuesday! You guys, you're going to fucking win it today. Do you know why? Because we're going to work hard. You're going to work harder. And yes, this is Randall. We're going to win!
Also, lose some weight then, Randall. I mean, Turtle got skinny at the end of Entourage. What happened to Randall?
It was, I just, got so red doing that. It was really hard.
Mind you, we're drinking as this goes on because, cheers, you can't not drink while you're in Portland, right?
No.
Okay, so other news. The Real Housewives of Atlanta closed with their reunion, and the big deal is that, is Kim Zolciak-Bierman a racist?
That situation made me feel uncomfortable.
I just, it's... As we've said before, this is a podcast that does not go that deep, so we can't get into, all that stuff, but it was,
basically, what went down was Kim was like, why has not another white woman joined this show?
Yeah, I have five African-American women attacking me, and it's like, if you just said you had five women attacking you, that would be totally different. I don't know if she's racist or not, either does Kyle Richards, because her TMZ thing where she, basically defended Kim is,
She didn't defend Kim, she said...
Did you watch the video? I didn't watch it.
No, I watched the video, and TMZ, she's like, you're always trying to get me into trouble, and basically, they were like, oh, would you let her... join Beverly Hills, which I actually can see Kim moving the family from Atlanta, because why are they in Atlanta? He doesn't play for the Falcons anymore.
I don't think she would fare well in...
I can see her in Orange County.
Yes. I think her ruse of being this rich... Well, first off, they're not making that much money on Tardi. Even if they're making, let's just say, $200,000 a season of Don't Be Tardy, that's not enough to sustain the lifestyle that they're living. You can't do $200,000 and have Louis Vuitton personalized luggage for each child. They have 45 children.
Yeah.
It's just not possible. So it's them coming to LA, I think she would never move to LA because I think she knows in her head that they can't afford the lifestyle.
She couldn't live in 90210.
No.
Could she live by Tamara Barney? Or Tamara Judge, or whatever she is.
Whatever the hell she...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and she could probably get an ad for Poise pee pads, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't have some leakage when they laugh?
But anyways, the thing that came from this, though, is that Kim will no longer appear on future seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I think that is, 100% accurate and should not be... It should not be. I don't want her on Atlanta. I think Atlanta does just as well.
I completely agree. Something I have also enjoyed this week is Kanye's Twitter.
Mary, I am obsessed. I literally, one of his tweets, I screenshotted. I put as the background of my Twitter. I'm obsessed.
He's on the Trump.
Is he having a mental breakthrough or breakdown? real talk.
He's a revolutionary? Is that what they call it?
Sure. He's a prodigy, right? Not a prodigy, he's just an
interesting man, I would say. And Kim's defending him. But I loved, my favorite moment of today was Kim on Ellen.
Please tell me, because Ellen, I haven't seen this and you just brought this to my knowledge.
Is awkwardly stuttering over her words and was like, so Khloe had a baby and something came out, and
because she's trying to stay on the good side of the Kardashians,
she's totally trying to fumble through it, and she basically was like, how do you feel about Tristan? And she goes, that's really fucking shitty. She says that on Ellen. Now, this is fucking awful. He cheated on my sister and now she has a baby. Oh, my heart, literally, I honestly...
How many times did you watch it?
I watched it three times. I've watched it three times. Say Bible podcast. I freaking adore you girls, and they highlighted it always. Kardashian
conflict. What I also think, too, is, like, Kim is, like, also doing damage control for her own life, where she's like, hey, Kanye, could you maybe stop fucking tweeting whatever the fuck you're tweeting? Like, just stop. Especially when it comes to, like, Donald Trump shit, stop. She's like, I only have so many naked photos that I can post. Like, I've already shown my vag. I did the full body, like, casting. Every time you tweet something stupid, I have to release a naked photo. And, like, at this point, they're going to see my asshole is bleached. Like, that's what's coming. That's what's coming.
Agreed. Agreed. Wait, do we have polls?
We do have polls.
We need to get into the polls.
Yeah.
So you guys notice when I do polls, because they're not of the ceiling or the rug, they're of children's desks.
Yes, they are. And I always like laugh when people are like, what's happening? Like, what is this background? I'm like, we just want you guys to have a little bit more of where we work during the day. Mm-hmm. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to know. Okay. So let's discuss some polls. I can't bring any of them up on my phone yet, but...
Hold on. We're having a little internet problem. Do, do, do.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
do, do,
we...
do, do.
Do, 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 do. Let's go to polls later, and let's just talk about Vanderpump first, and then we'll go into polls. Okay. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with it?
Yes. I will start us off with VPR. Okay.
So we basically like came back to last week, and we ended with Jax and Britney breaking up.
Yeah.
And then we came back to them breaking up, and she's like, yes, you did, dumbass. I'm taking the dogs and I hope you rot in hell.
And then he's like, I'll have some leftover pizza.
Like, I don't understand what's going on.
So
with
then
Jax.
He walks down the hallway. So once again, we're in the dorm rooms. I'm like, why do you guys live in the dorms? But okay. And he's, goes to
Katie
Tom and
Katie. Katie's my hero in this moment.
She's been my hero all season. And Jax is like, I think I'm dating a decent human being. Katie's like, rolling
but not
her
only
eyes.
That, he says something like, from what I gather, I'm a decent human being. I'm like, where are you gathering this evidence, you asshole? You're a 38-year-old fucking loser.
No,
I don't
he's
care.
A 38-year-old sociopath. And he, in his mind, he's like, it wasn't a fight. Like, we did it. I did it the best way I know.
By flaking faith in front of a 95-year-old.
No, by having sex with her last night and this morning and then
fucking
breaking
trash
up with her
dogs.
And then everyone's like, wait, you had sex with her in the morning and broke up with her? What is wrong with him?
So
what
gross.
Is wrong with them? You.
He's so gross. I want Jax to take this fake job and just move to Tampa. I want him gone.
No, and Katie?
Go be Jason Couchy.
I agree. But Katie legit calls him a sociopath in the confessional.
Which we all know.
No, but I am very curious if that will come up in the reunion. By the way, the reunion,
spoiler alert,
they're
let's talk about
100%
this.
Going to announce the engagement.
Do you think he's proposing at the reunion?
No.
Or do you think he's
no.
saying, like,
here's
a video.
Yeah, there's going to be a footage. He didn't.
At Hooters? He's like, they bring out like 100 wings, and like right in a wing, there's like a diamond ring on like one of like the chicken legs.
Yeah.
He's like, Brittany, will you take my hand, be my wife? She's like, oh, Jax. Oh my God. You know the way to my heart, and it is a chicken wang. It is a chicken wang, Jax.
And some ranch.
Yeah, I just...
And beer cheese.
And beer cheese. Okay, your story yesterday of eating the beer cheese, the fact
that
you found
like
that...
was real. That was at Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's sells beer cheese now?
Yeah, but everyone was like DMing. They're like, that's not real beer cheese. They're like, real beer cheese is orange. I'm like,
well,
I got
whatever.
Fancy beer cheese.
Well, yeah, you got the, like the organic,
thank
probably
you.
Like vegan version.
Okay. And so, then, wait, but also, once again, Jax is like,
woosah.
I need to fix me. She deserves the best. I was like, please, stop. You would just, all the boys are like, yeah, right, he's on his fucking Tinder. It's
I
all
have
set
a question.
Up again.
I need to know how you felt about what, there's like, I think you and I are on different sides of this. Like, Tom Schwartz said something like, hey, Brittany, you should have known what was happening. You were going to get Jax.
Yeah.
What is your thought? Like, I was kind of like, fuck you, Schwartz. Like, first off, if you're dating someone, you just hope that they're going to be fucking loyal to you. And I know that we think,
no,
like...
No. Okay, no.
Okay, yep.
So, basically, she's doing what Ashley is doing right now.
Like Ashley with T-Rap?
Yes. Okay. It's like they've watched the show. Uh-huh. They know what they're getting into.
Okay.
She tried to work at Sir and they wouldn't let her at first. And that's why she was working at Hooters in LA. And then finally Lisa came around. Like, no, they're hungry. They're thirsty. They know what they're getting into. Please. Are you kidding me? Google. It's called Google.
We could
teach every dumbass knows how to use it.
We could teach our friend Les that's here in Portland with us what Google is. This girl literally brought cutout coupons to go shopping for the no sales tax here.
God bless her.
God bless her. But I just felt like, I felt personally that I was like, you know, it doesn't matter though. Like, if you get in a relationship with someone and they tell you they're going to be faithful to you, they should be fucking faithful and not full of faith, which is just jizzing in faith.
Oh, God.
So great. Okay. Ariana also kind of pissed me off this episode.
Ariana's done. Ariana and Sheena are done. Once again, Sheena was
barely. She only gave us like a little tidbit of saying how she's jealous of Lala. And
like
she's
going to.
She's like, because you're good as gold.
Because I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Ain't nobody got me. Okay. Sorry about that. That's just an interlude. But so anyways, the point is,
but no, Ariana, and then, like, are Billie Eilish and Jeremy like for reals?
No, I think Jeremy's doing it to get on the show because I think that they're trying to get Billie to be more of a full-time cast member.
Wait, and this is what, yeah, because I listened to Danny Pellegrino's podcast.
Okay.
Love him. James Kenny was on it. What Danny was asking amazing questions.
That was a great interview. I listened to about half of it. I still have the rest to listen to.
James couldn't answer a question.
No, I'm saying I thought Danny was like so great though. And I actually was like, James was, no, I actually fucking hate James, to be honest. Like, after our interaction where he told me that we don't have enough followers for him, where I'm like, fuck you have double the followers of us, you fucking DJ shithead. / I will be at CU next Tuesday on June 12th.
True.
I just felt like, I thought that he was, like, very, like, humbling, except that I don't like when people say the word Ibiza instead of Ibiza or Barcelona.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, but James kept being like, oh, yeah, we moved to Ibiza, and I went to school in Ibiza, and the music scene's really great in Ibiza.
No, but he kept on saying, like.
Well, yeah.
That shit was rad. That shit is rad. That's, like, fucking dope. Like, I'm going to be a Coachella next year. I'm going to be in a tent.
That's a really great accent.
Thank you.
But, so here's my problem. I don't know where we were going with this. But what I wanted to say was Ariana's been pissing me off. And here's what pisses me off,
Let's talk about them going house hunting.
Yes, this is what I wanted to talk about. So they go to house hunting. And, like, granted, I live in the area that they're looking, right? So all of these houses have been torn down. And now they're doing these McMansions that are going for, like, $3-4 million.
Right.
Like, they're expensive houses.
No, but they looked at, like, a bungalow.
Oh, I thought they were in a McMansion. Okay, either way.
Absolutely not. It's, like, a two-bedroom.
Either way,
I could afford that.
No.
I'm a teacher's salary.
So, here's what pissed me off, though, is after they're looking at the house, she literally jumps up on the counter.
No.
It infuriated me, Mary.
Actually, it was kind of, she was channeling, like, an Aunt Becky vibe or, like, Jesse Katsopoulos vibe, I feel like. She's like, yeah, like, let's, like, have sex on this countertop. Like, and then, I loved when the realtor was like, so what do you guys do? And she's like, bartend? I'm like, yeah. Is this going to buy this house?
Well, also, it's like, and this camera crew is nothing, and you had no idea about it before.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, we know that if you're going to buy a house, you're not buying it in West Hollywood. You're literally going to the Valley.
And, like, Ariana, fucking grow up. You're, like, 32. I'm not having any kids. He's like,
how many
kids? Zero. No, 3, 4. Like,
yeah, I agree. I also didn't like that she was like, well, I liked and I didn't like, right? Because I think I just don't like Ariana. But I liked when, like, Tom was like, oh, I have to go attend to Jax. And Ariana's like, he is a man. Like, just because he makes bad decisions, you don't have to run after him.
Right.
And then I kept thinking, like, he's 38 years old. Why are these assholes? And then, were they at the Moment Hotel where he first went, like, took, this is, like, in, like, season 2 when he was, like, dating Carmen and, like, another girl. Maybe Tiffany is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Moment Hotel. Was that where he was staying at?
Unclear. It was unclear why they were both staying at hotels.
Who's taking care of the dogs?
I don't know.
Because when they open the door to the apartment, the dogs are there.
I don't know.
I'm worried about the dogs.
Maybe they stay at Vanderpump's for the night.
Oh, interesting. I just, like, I don't... I'm not intrigued by their breakup because I think we know they need to be broken up. So, like, the storyline of them breaking up and then knowing in real time that they're together, possibly even engaged, it's like, yeah. Fuck that shit.
No, I completely...
Okay, so let's talk about Lala's...
squad and yeah. her rolling up and she's like, I'm a feeling who, I'm a feeling who. And I actually, I was kind of...
Where was Randall?
Well, that made me sad, but...
Right.
I really wish... She had Sheena as a backup dancer. Like, for some reason, that would have been...
Freak, bitch!
That would have, like, given me, like, life.
When Stassi was saying, like, Sheena is just a has-been and a tutu, like, I almost peed my pants.
It was amazing.
Thank God for that sponsorship with Depends. I'm just kidding.
Also, like,
but if
Lala's...
you guys want us to, we will do it.
I mean, Lisa Rinna did it. Yeah. Okay, Lala, one of her songs said, let me know if I can fuck with you, boy.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I wish I remembered the tune, but I just wrote down, let me know if I can fuck with you, boy.
I just, who's the boy? Because Randall's 70. Who's the boy? Was it about James before Randall?
I don't know. But I was also like, everyone was feeling her. Everyone like yeah. gave her the maddest props and like Lisa gave her the boots. And I mean, everyone was like, this was her moment. And mm-hmm. I loved the Lala and James, the thank you moment and feeling grateful
friends.
And the happiness and the respect for each other. And
Raquel was probably like, James, why are you hugging Lala while she's in a thong bodysuit? Is that what friends do? I only have one friend and it's Logan and he came all over your carpet.
And then Logan showed up with a girl.
And the girl, like, holding hands and like, Logan, don't fuck with us. We know.
Yeah. And then I thought this was kind of like the end of the year party. So, and the fact that Jackson came, I was like, or come.
You're too sexual. I don't want to know about Jackson coming.
I've had four glasses of wine.
But so you thought it was like the finale part, but the finale is next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, don't try to give us this bullshit storyline of Brit and Adam. We know Adam would never touch Brittany. Not that Brittany's not gorgeous. Adam is definitely not interested in her. And she's like, hey, boyfriend, it's me, Brittany. I'm single. Do you want to book me?
I'll DM you after 24 hours and give you my number.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're good.
Okay, then let's just talk about the sociopath therapist moment. Literally, the parrot therapist is just like, I'm not going to say anything. And before Jax walked into the room, he does this fake smile. Like, he was practicing a fake smile before he walked in.
That is a sociopath.
And then he did it. No, he did. And then he admits to being hungover, and he's like, well, Kelsey's away, so I have to see Lindsay now. And he's like, oh, it's 90% my fault. He keeps...
Also,
and then he keeps
off.
Texting her, and he... I just... Oh.
Like, he broke up with her. He needs to fucking own it and just be gone with... Like, go away, Jax. We don't need you. Yeah. We only need you for a commentary on Sheena. Anything else, we need you for zero.
Yeah, agreed.
Zero.
But then the therapist was just like,
huh. And how does that make you feel?
No, she like barely even said anything.
She didn't even want to be there. She was like, if this helps my business, great, but like I can't actually be your therapist. Okay, let's like quickly delve into Beverly Hills because nobody fucking cares. Erica, I'm sorry, but you're a see you next Tuesday. Like, what do you this
okay no
think,
like well, let's talk about the outfits
okay
first.
okay they coordinated clearly, right?
LVP in the sequins that matched Dorit's
purple
robe / curtains that she was wearing / bobby pins. Then we had Erica at the end of that was wearing a wedding singer 80s outfit with like shoulder pads.
You spin me right round, baby, right round.
Okay. But she's like, you know, wearing bouncing and behaving. And she was so fucking cold. And then
what's up? Do you think the divorce rumors are true? Because the way she acted on this would lead me to believe, yes, they're true.
I think she was mad that she was sitting so far from Andy.
Oh, has she?
But the thing is,
has she sat closer?
The problem with Erica is that she's made no real connection with the girls.
I agree.
Like,
and Dorit's not the way to go.
She gets in fights and stuff, but like
everything is an arm's length.
Yeah, you gotta have your besties on the show. You know,
I agree.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell
delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
You gotta dive in.
Like, Teddy
don't want Mikey.
Teddy has done an excellent job.
Oh, but Teddy. Okay, I know we've talked about this, but now at this point, are you cool with this same cast for next season, or do we need like one or two more to shake shit up?
LVP, bye.
Like we
Heather Locklear in. That's the rumor. Heather Locklear.
I would be okay with that. I also want
Eileen.
Or what about Denise Richards? Denise Richards, sure. Remember she had that knee shell? I would take Denise Richards, throw in Heather Locklear. That they have that Richie Sambora connection, and they both date him. Bring that drama.
I want
all Plus, of I the just, drama. Like, love Denise Richards' dad. Yeah. Remember that show that they had? Yes. Like, yes. I think they need to add two more. I think they need a bigger cast, because this cast is great, but I don't think it's the same, like...
Well, we didn't get the drama. We didn't get
the
drama.
Not the same as New York, which fucking brings it with six or seven.
But Erica... Like, lose your temper. You say you haven't lost your temper on camera? Bullshit. Like,
she's like, don't you ever fucking say that shit to me.
And like, she's like, I haven't lost my temper.
And she's like, oh, you haven't seen it. And you know what pisses me off, though? Don't ever fucking tell me, like, oh, you'll know when I've lost my temper. I'm like, bitch, I fucking thought you lost your temper in Hong Kong, and I thought you lost it at Teddy's.
No.
So don't tell me I don't know.
No.
Because I fucking thought I saw it.
No, and she was so annoyed of Andy. Like,
Don't talk to daddy like that.
Why wasn't Tom included in the interviews?
That is weird. Is it not weird?
No, okay, and then has your mom read the book?
No. Why? Why should she?
Why didn't you send it to her?
Why would I send to anyone?
I think that's weird. Because it's fucking weird, Erica. You don't send your mom the fucking book that you were in. I'm sorry, I'm getting livid.
Please keep going.
Your husband hasn't read it? Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I speak very kindly of him. What are you talking about? You're full of shit. I'm done with her. I'm done.
Done. Divorce is happening.
Yeah.
Divorce happening. Okay. She's going to marry Mikey. For the benefits.
And then I got mad that they're like, yeah, Lisa, they said they were saying, Renna, you know what? You didn't bring it. You're too peaceful. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Renna's run for seasons.
She can't carry the season for two fucking years.
I agree. Two? Try like four.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When was Amsterdam? 3-4 years ago? Come on. Renna's been doing her job.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring...
Fuck you, Jeremy.
Fuck you, Jeremy. And that is to Jeremy Maddox wearing his tidy whiteies that we had to fucking witness in Vanderpump. It's not okay. It's not okay. I just, like, felt like...
Okay, also, Kyle looked amazing because she got new teeth and she cut her hair. And
her dress was horrible.
Why were her eyes so green?
I'm going with contacts, colored contacts, because I thought that, and I was like, I thought her eyes were like a hazel brown, but they were like a bright green. And don't tell me like, oh, it's because my dress, because that shit was black.
Yeah.
And also,
LVP, move on. She's so done. It's just so done.
Nobody
cares.
Also, like, Dorit.
Nobody can follow the Dorit, LVP, Kyle fight, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Like, I'm over it. I don't care. I'm done. I'm done, and we still have two fucking parts for this. Like, that's the worst part, is we have two more fucking hours of this shit. Like, where are my other shows? Like, New York, why are you not on three times a week?
I know. They have so much story.
Okay. So before we go into New York, let's go into our polls real quick.
Okay.
Okay? So our first question was, are you watching Southern Charm New Orleans? Yes, the men are
hot. Hell to the yes.
Okay, yes, the men are hot, or no, Charleston?
Hell to the yes.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I like the boys in Charleston.
And New Orleans.
Justin, I like...
Mary's having a brain fart. Mary is loving New Orleans. I agree. I think we could... You want to like quickly talk about it?
Okay, so this is...
I am Tamika.
Wait, you guys.
I watched. I watched it, and
so just
I
so
had
you
to
know.
Watch it. I had to watch it from my phone.
No, just so you know, I think where's you delete. The, I think you deleted.
Oh my god, I watched it from my phone. So then I wrote down hand.
So just so you guys know, is what we do when we watch these shows. It was we like highlight the points we want to make sure we speak about.
Yeah,
and okay. So Mary didn't have her computer,
so I handwrote them. This is what
and
I
your,
wrote.
And your print was amazing.
Thank you. You know, teacher.
Just give us a few tidbits.
Okay,
and then I'm going
to
elaborate.
This is
on
what
it.
I wrote. I wrote Tamika. Okay, I also felt like it's.
This is Nola. About Tamika.
Nola is about Tamika, and it's kind of like it's Teresa in New York or New Jersey. Yeah. You guys, I'm starting to feel good.
Tamika has her brother. Tamika's got her husband. Tamika's got her cousin. She's
everyone's
got her
there.
Best friend.
Everyone's there.
And Tamika looks like a Marcus twin.
And she looks amazing. But she looks amazing.
And I'm also Tamika.
Why are you not having sex with Barry?
Have sex with your husband. Your husband's hot. He's going to find some little gym.
Well,
rat.
No. Well, Gian.
G-I-A-N.
Oh, my God.
Gian?
I'm starting to feel
Gian.
Bad. Okay, Gian. We got to get hurrying.
I don't like Gian because...
No, she's on the club with her brother.
There's something weird there. Like, they're like... They're very, like,
wait,
mean girls.
But
like Regina George, Katie.
I do
Karen.
Like John, the artist that's
Mary,
24.
I want to talk about John because, He's you know hot. What? He might be good looking, but how dare... I'm sorry. I thought his party this week was a little ridiculous. Like, you don't throw a party with two naked models and have your friends who are in relationships or married. You don't do that. Like, he was stirring the fucking pot. He was being a Dorinda Medler.
Oh, putting smoke on the fire.
Yeah.
Or putting gasoline on the fire.
Sure. All of the above. All of the above. That's what I'm just saying. I think you guys, I feel like people are sleeping on this. It is not Southern Charm Savannah. This is way better than that. It could rival regular Southern Charm.
Reagan is the modern day Elle Woods. And
I love Reagan.
You can buy a 2-bedroom place in the French Quarters. For $2,000 a month. Or have one for...
You could rent it. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like, that's a deal to me.
That is a deal. And I would be down for it. I want her to treat Jeff better. But I think they have a good relationship. I need somebody to love me like Jeff loves Reagan.
Jeff. Dye your hair black. And shave your head. I mean, shave your face.
Shave the face.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We gotta keep going because, Summer Mary is coming out.
The fourth glass is starting to...
But anyways... We want you guys, before we, like, delve more into it, we need you to catch up.
Commit to Nola.
Commit to us and commit to Nola, and then let's get into it next week, okay? Okay, so back to the polls. Did Lala slay, I'm feeling her, I'm feeling her,
and
or
I'm feeling her.
Is she like Sheena?
No, people were feeling her.
81% agree.
I probably wouldn't buy it, but okay.
I'm going to fucking torrent that shit or whatever I have to do. I'm not paying for it ever. Okay. Who is Jax playing? Is he playing Brittany or is he playing his therapist more?
Both.
So that's not an option. But many of you DM'd us to tell us both.
Agreed.
So 66% said Brittany, but 100% say he's playing everybody. Okay. Do you think that they will announce Brittany's engagement of the Taylors at the reunion? So this is also one of those things where...
100%.
Yeah. So Mary gave two answers that are the exact same thing. So we said, did he put a ring on it? Or Britt, she didn't run. Same answer. So 100% of you agree. However, 56% said Britt didn't run. Okay. So, why is Erica being so rude at the reunion? And when we say she's above Andy, that means she thinks she's above Andy.
Yeah.
Or did she maybe have a migraine because her pony was tied so tight with all those extensions and Mikey really wanted a tight face? What do you think? Andy or
she's
migraine?
Above Andy.
64% agreed that they think she's above. Okay. This is one of my favorites. Does anyone care about the Doritos Kyle VZP? Feud?
No.
By
no.
VZP, we mean LVP. Fucking autocorrect. Okay. Literally 92% of you are fucking snoozing through this shit. And we agree. I'm ready for this season to be over. Let's get rid of it. So, okay. Let's head to New York. What's worth? Is divorce worth or is death worse?
You're like...
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know I did. Just keep going.
Death is worse. Then divorce.
82% agreed with you. Death is worse. Okay. This moment killed me, and we'll get into it in a minute. But did Lou not realize who Dennis was? No, she knew. Or she literally had a brain fart.
No, she had a brain fart. I 100% was like, she's like, so how do you guys meet? Like, genuinely just being like, hey, you guys look like happy. Like what, how do I get this? How do I get that Gucci sweater that says loved?
It was like a reggae vibe.
She's like, oh, ah, fuck. I called your shit out. Sorry, this pink fluffy furs. Kind of like,
my cornrows are tied too tight. My brain is really feeling.
It's not working.
Well, 62% disagreed with you and said she knew.
No, I don't think she did.
Okay, and here's one.
Or then I was like thinking like, oh no, they're like, don't you fucking dare. I will out all your secrets. I don't know. They have so many
secrets. She's a bone collector.
I don't know.
Okay. Who'd you wake up next to? Was it Dennis? Or was it Rocco?
This is hard for me.
Okay, so I saw some photos of a young Rocco, and holy shit, he was fucking hot.
Yeah, so what are you going with?
I'm going with Rocco.
I think I would too.
Dennis, but 68% said Dennis!
Yeah, Dennis would be like, do you want me to, like,
no!
Tickle your puss? So. He was like very, he literally said, Bethany told me to stand here, so I am. Like, he just was very...
Okay, let's just talk about that dinner party, right? First off, they all showed up fucking hammered. All of them were hammered.
Dorinda's like,
Sonia,
I'll talk to you in the morning.
Fuck you, Sonia, but I don't want any bad blood with you, Sonia, but like, liar, liar, hoe on fire. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, no, no, 7, 8, 7, 6, you're not with Rocco, 5, 4, 3, 2, fuck you, you're not with Rocco, John, Madapulain, whatever the fuck it's called, I got a fucking red wine stain, mine draws,
he's like, John, will you shave your head,
yeah, she's like, I love a bald guy, pants of John, he's like, oh, okay, also though, Dorinda was saying, she's outgrown John.
I know. And you know what? I don't think she ever has really...
Never.
John has been nice for her to forget Richard. John has been loving to her. But, you know, this isn't the life the life she thought she would ever
John
have.
John is not a red balloon.
No, he will never be the red balloon.
He'll never be bald. No, and he won't.
And
he'll just be fat and sweaty and just drip on her while they have sex.
No, and I'm sorry. You know what? It's very different to bury a husband than have a divorce. And it's a total tragedy. And I loved that Ramona was begging Sonia to say sorry. And Sonia was like, no, you don't understand it. And Bethany is like, no, I get it. I have this guy walking on earth that I like has ruined my life. I understand both sides of the story, but then my favorite part was when they're leaving and she's like, Ramona's, everything was delicious, Lou, thank you so much. And Dorinda's like, God, I ruined lunch. You didn't ruin the lunch, I was ready to leave.
Like, these are the moments. This is why this season is so good, though, is because they, like, accept and reject, but it just, like, it all fucking works.
It's amazing. And wait, can we talk about the fashion at the party?
What, like, Bethany was, like, our Greek chorus, and she's like, what the fuck are we all wearing? Carol's head-to-toe tattoo outfit. Hit or miss for you?
That's a hell no. She's like, everyone's so jealous of my fashion moment. No, no one's literally jealous of your fake tattoos.
Zero.
And then, be appreciative. Like,
what do you mean race memorabilia? What the fuck memorabilia is there? Like, did you want us to put your bib in a fucking frame? Like, no, you don't get race memorabilia. No.
No. No.
No. No. I'm just saying. I think it's fucking weird. I think she's ungrateful. Like, just like, listen, you know that Ramona's throwing a dinner party
Ramona's outfit was also terrible. I was trying to describe it and I was like, I can't even write down.
I feel like she took
sequins. It was sequins and...
She took like buttons. She took like,
not sequins. What are those called?
Like buttons. Like little like dots. Like the candy dots. And just like put it on her dress across. It was like, and then Tinsley, who is the girl that we always make fun of for her fashion. She looked great.
Tinsley?
Oh.
Is killing it this season.
Killing it.
She looked always just like.
She's not haggard.
No, she looked. She always looked hungover, haggard with black eyeliner.
Yeah,
like the Britney Spears effect.
Oh, okay.
Like you never took off your makeup the night before.
Right, right, right.
She's taking off her makeup. Her chin looks amazing.
Her eyebrows are in place.
And I love her, like, Gossip Girl look. Yes. And J. Crew.
She's like, upped it a little bit.
Style. Yes. Like, she is fabulous.
When she went, when they were in having, like, a Bloody Mary at the hotel or whatever, and she showed up in her, like, tweed, like, blazer with, like, the collared white shirt, I was like, yes, Tinsley, yes. This is what I want from you. You are giving me 100, and I'm here for it.
I know.
Bethany needs to fucking get it. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, Bethany, you just gotta get it. Like, your friends, you're having weird friendships. And I think if Carol's like,
no, Bethany will never have true friendships because she's a psycho bitch. And do you think Tinsley really bought Sonia the
gift card? A shit whether she did or not? It's a fucking gift. Like, I'm sorry, if I give you a gift and somebody bought it for me to give to you, what the fuck does it matter? Right. Like, okay. Why is this the hill she wants to die on?
Do you have a checkbook?
Yes, but only because I have to write my rent in a check. That's literally, I have lost so many checkbooks in my room because I don't know where they are. Because I literally once a month have to write my rent check.
So this is my thing. I think.
Do you own one?
No. But I think Tinsley has a setup. Tinsley has a checkbook because it was to Sonia living in the past.
She's like, well, that's the only way.
The memo was written living in the past. And and then Bethany burning it. I mean, it was just iconic.
Better than you.
Iconic.
But here's the thing. I kind of feel bad for Sonia, right? Because I feel like everybody's ganging up on her. But I also feel like everybody has a right to gang up on her because Sonia, get it together.
Live in the moment. And then her text to Ramona the next day. You POS and Google POS.
Like, are you kidding? And I Googled it and I found out it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Don't compare each other's pain. You know the truth. You didn't deflect. 12 years ago, you needed help. You piece of shit. I mean, but Sonia, it's so
but
true.
But you can't, like, send that right before you go to a brunch.
I mean, say it. Forget it, write it, regret it. And that makes sense. It's like, yeah, you say it out loud, tell your friends, you forget about it. Mm-hmm. You don't write it in a text message because it's there forever and then you will fucking regret it.
And now it's on national TV.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so profound.
It's like, well, here's the thing, though. I'm kind of ready. Like, I love Dorinda, but I'm also kind of ready for people to call her out on her shit of being a drunk because she really is.
Well, they will.
Oh, I know. And I know it's coming.
Actually, I think... God bless Dorinda. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite. She's my favorite housewife.
She's great. I like that she admitted to stirring the pot this time.
No. You know what? I think she's a realist. Mm-hmm. I think she isn't completely happy with her life. I think done with John. And
I think she just wants a companion, right?
But she does have, like, a very tragic story. I mean...
But she does talk about Richard a lot, and it's like, 99 red balloons.
No, but you know what? Pop them. No, let's go. No, absolutely. Let's go. That's something you'll never get over, and I don't think that's something you should ever get over.
But here's the thing. What is, regarding death, divorce, whatever it is, when you have now, like, moved on in a sense, like, she's dating John, like, how often does John need to hear about Richard?
Well, she's not saying that to Richard.
No,
she's saying it in front of him. No, but you know what? No, I don't care. Okay, no, okay, no, that's fine. I actually. Okay, she didn't choose that, and she thought that was a forever thing.
Right. Okay,
it's not.
All right, so let's go to, like, ba-ba-doo, ba-ba-dee-dee-dee. It's easy with the birds and the bees and the 1, 2, 3s. Okay, I am loving.
No, I didn't. I was kind of disappointed with Cam.
Okay, so let me tell you.
You don't loan Michael.
Okay, so that was a little weird. That was a little weird.
I did not like the foot rub. It made me mad.
That was a little weird, and I felt bad for Michael. And I was like, I'm sorry, Patricia, what? You're just like, here's Michael? Like, no.
That was for the show.
But what I'm saying, what I love about Southern Charm, though, is I love that it's like all these men. Like, I just love the taking down of the men this season. Like, absolutely. I'm sorry. I love woke Naomi. I love that Chelsea is like,
Catherine, sober. Yeah, being, like, makeup free and just being like, you know what?
Having girlfriends, like, I felt when she was like, having girlfriends is so nice. I haven't had it since I was 19. And I was like, I felt for her.
No.
What did you think of the Catherine Ashley lunch?
I think Ashley was so nervous. Yeah. And I actually thought it was really sweet. She's like, you know what? I get it. My mom and dad got divorced when I was little. And guess what?
my parents Googled him and they couldn't believe I was moving out here and don't understand what I'm doing. And basically I'm going against my family to be with Thomas. And
but what did you think about the, I did not like the Mother's Day. I met your kid's Mother's Day. Yeah, of course, fuck you.
But I'm like, was it really Mother's Day or was it Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah, like, was it just in May at some point? Yeah, she's a saint,
you know.
I just didn't like...
And then, I mean, Ashley's totally delusional, but I think she's in love with Thomas. She's like...
As Christian Takeman say, delusional! Oh,
she's literally like, Thomas, I'm so nervous of you going out. All these other girls being on you.
I'm like, who the fuck is looking at this toe?
And then she's wearing, like, gold digger, baby mama. I mean, how she hasn't... I guarantee you guys she's gonna have to, like... She has some fertility issues because if she hasn't gotten pregnant yet, she's trying to lock him in. That's what I'm saying.
But why do you want to lock that piece of shit in?
Because he has money. Because he has money.
Are we waiting for the dad to die?
No. They're having no money.
I don't get it.
But I love how they're portraying this old Charleston vibe. And guess what? It's like these men have money and they think they can get away with shit. Mm-hmm. JD looks like a fucking asshole.
He's disgusting.
Oh my God. With his... Oh, his beard and his red face. It's like, your beard can't even cover up your red face.
Like, that scruff actually looks like you have an STD on your face.
Your free weights of 8 ounces, like,
get the fuck out of here.
Elizabeth, like, move on.
Yeah, it's like, me and Elizabeth are friends. I'm like, I'm sorry, if you're friends, you don't fucking show up to Patricia's, to that baby shower together.
Yeah.
You're still not wearing your wedding ring because we know you're fucking 20-year-olds. What? 20-year-olds who are fucking JD? Stop it!
No, nobody, that's not even true. I feel like they're all show. My favorite, the highlight of the episode for me was Chelsea with her dad.
I love Chelsea. First off, Chelsea is like the ultimate cool girl to me. Like, I love her style.
Oh my God, her in the green overalls cutting Craig's hair.
Okay, no.
So cute.
I think I must have missed that part. But her, when they had the girls' night and she showed up with like, I was like, I need those black jeans. I need those black boots. No. I need that tank top. Like, you are so
cute. The way she wears her part.
Yes.
Like, everything.
She's dream girl.
She has this great relationship with her dad, and they go down to the beach, and she's like, I don't want to keep doing this, but I don't. And he's like, girl, I got a fur baby grin.
Yeah, he's like, you do you. As long as somebody has a kid, I don't care who it is. Live your life.
Yeah.
I did feel bad that the dog had to sit in wet sand, because it's like, give the dog a towel. But that's neither here nor there, and that's me just being a fucking weirdo per usual.
Sure.
Okay. Also, so then we have, like, the juxtaposition of, like, guys' night versus girls' night, right? So you have, like, guys' night where they, like, go to the bar, and they're like, we're gonna get Craig out there.
Wait, and literally Thomas is like, Craig, the best way to meet a woman is steal her in a dance. I'm like,
nobody dances! What fucking dance floor are you on?
What are you talking about? And they're like, you're, like, 20 years behind us, T-Rav.
Yeah, when Austin's like, no.
But Austin, you look like shit this season. You go to the gym, stop drinking, and pull your shit together. Get a fucking job. Yeah. I can't wait for next week for his mom to call him out. You're not creating a beer, honey. Mm-hmm. Like, you're living in this reality world, and
you're literally
this
being
is going
to
last for 3 years.
What do you think about Peyton coming onto the show? Remember we said that there was going to be a relationship girl on the show, and we called out Peyton because we saw that she had moved there.
Well,
it was confirmed.
I kind of like her more than Danny. I'm not feeling this Danny vibe.
Oh, I like Danny. I like Danny because Danny's been there from the beginning, and I think that Danny and Shep should ultimately end up together.
I like that Danny is still saying that she's fucking her ex, because everyone does that.
Do they?
Never.
I've never heard that before.
Everyone does that, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, totally fine. I like that the girl group. Like, I need Cameron to have her
bananas
baby so
and
she
condoms.
Can bring it back.
No, oh. I know. There's something, like, I guess, like, Naomi is kind of the main girl character this year. And Catherine.
Have you noticed?
A little bit of a miss,
Have you noticed that
though?
We haven't gotten a full intro credits?
Yes.
It's always like a toned down version of like, and then it's like some, like, you know, you're highlighting some sort of thing that happened the week before, and we're not getting a full season, like, who's actually in the cast? Who's full time?
Right.
They don't want us to know.
There wasn't that much depth this episode. I feel like they're still kind of laying up the season.
Okay.
And then we end with Naomi and Craig going out for drinks.
I feel bad because, like, Craig clearly just wants to be with Naomi, and Naomi's like, no, you're a fucking loser.
Well, wake up before noon, I think.
Yeah. I think that they're all relationships are compromise, and yeah. Craig's doing zero compromising. He's just sewing things together. But every time there's a rip, he's like, let me just sew it together. I got you, girl.
But what was he saying? He's like, I was the top 93% of the country. First of all, the bar is done by state. So I was like, that's a miss, honey.
Well, you know, I want Craig to succeed, and I want him to be happy. Craig is like my favorite of all the boys, which is not saying much because the boys aren't that great.
I'm team Naomi on this one. I think she's being really smart not to get back to him.
I agree. Because it's going to be she's going to be unhappy. Like, she doesn't want to be angry being apart from him, but she'll just be unhappy with him.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the season. Like, they've been bringing it. New York's been bringing it. I'm glad these other shows are ending so that we can have, like, the shows who are actually bringing it.
Yeah, Beverly Hills, bye.
Bye, bitch. 90210. No. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, if you guys have any Portland recommendations, please DM us. We need to know where to go. We're going to go have some more drinks. We're going to try to, like, put ourselves together.
Get a FabFitFun box, honestly. Like, so shocked by it. I'm so obsessed with it. TJG, $10 off. $40. Like, come on.
Yes. And we will see you guys next week.
Until then. You. Bye, 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 bye. Bye. I'm feeling you. Because I'm feeling you.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.